the hell was I doing? Why did his touch feel familiar? "I'm sorry," he whispered. "For what? Lying to me?" "It is Zane that should be apologizing. He is the one who lied. Why the secrecy? Why are you hiding behind the call name Ghost?" I still wanted answers even in my weak state. I tried to sit up again, but Link held firm. "It was for the safety of everyone involved. In the beginning of my Navy career, it was not an issue. Not many people knew about Zane, but only because I am a private person." He stopped and looked thoughtful for a moment. I could relate. I was a very private person, too. I played my cards close to the vest. "When I got called in by the CIA on an operation that involved the president, my records were sealed and my family's names were retracted. That went for Zane as well, though his records had been changed so many times over the years by different handlers from his time in the CIA. I would have been surprised if there was any truth left in them. If our mother's name was left in Zane's records, then someone wanted you to know that name. That was no mistake." "Why would someone do that? What does your mother do?" I was still confused. "What is the big deal about Link and Zane's mother?"
"My mother is a housewife. This has nothing to do with my mother," Zane said from the doorway,
walking back in the room with a Diet Coke and a Snickers bar. Damn, this man knew me. He handed me the candy bar and soda and sat across from me. He shot Link a look and shook his head. I tried yet again to move, but Link's grip was unbreakable. "Then what?" I questioned.
"To cause a rift between you and I. Whoever sent you that work up knew what they were doing. I was under strict orders not to speak about my brother for the safety of the mission. At some point, I was going to have to lie to you about my family. As soon as I lied to you, trust is broken. If the bond we share is broken, then we can be divided. The once perdurable loyalty can now be brought into question. You can be turned against me."
Zane stopped searching my eyes.
"I have never lied to you, Jasmine, or broken any confidence. Lincoln is my brother, my only sibling. Every other part of my life that you know is true,"
Zane finished. Deep down inside, I knew he was telling me the truth about Lincoln, or Ghost, or Red Wing. Lincoln Parker had so many names, I wondered if he also just had a symbol for his name like Prince. That still didn't clear up my biggest issue: Russia. That was a conversation I was not willing to have in front of Link. I was already showing more weakness than I was willing to show any man, including Zane. I pushed off Link's lap, and this time he let me go. I popped the top of my soda and took a long drink. I desperately needed more caffeine, especially after I spilt most of it this morning thinking about sexy Link. That's right. I could just blame every bad thing that was happening on Link. My perfect world started slowly crumbling the moment he walked in the room.